This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A fire has broken out at the famed Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France. Images show a large fire and smoke billowing out of the building in France's capital. It's not yet clear what caused the fire. The French news agency reported that fire officials say the blaze could be potentially linked to renovation work at the building. The medieval Catholic cathedral is one of the most visited historical monuments in Europe. Washington, D.C. expects Attorney General William Barr could disclose the much-anticipated special counsel Russia report this week. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed again Monday that he is already exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the 2016 election after Barr submitted a summary of Mueller's nearly 400-page report on Russian meddling aimed at helping him win. Demonstrators in Sudan's capital are defying attempts by the military to break up their ongoing protest. Naba Mohideen reports for VOA from Khartoum.
Protesters on Monday said troops tried to clear their ongoing sit-in outside army headquarters in Khartoum. But the protesters, who have camped out since the military announced the removal of longtime President Omar al-Bashir last Thursday, refused to move. The protesters are demanding a quicker move to civilian rule in Sudan than the military's announced two-year transition to an elected government. The military's transitional leadership has changed twice since it said Bashir had been placed under house arrest following 4 months of popular demonstrations. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
Monday, the main protest organizers, the Sudanese Professionals Association, called for more people to join the demonstrations and demands for civilian rule. This is VOA News. The operator of Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant began removing fuel rods Monday from one of three reactors that melted down in 2011. The Tokyo Electric Power Company said workers started removing the first of the used and unused fuel units from a cooling pool. The operation was more than 4 years behind schedule. Tornadoes killed at least five people across the southern United States Sunday. More than a dozen tornadoes were reported across the region from Texas to Alabama, with severe weather affecting more than 100 million people. At least three children were among those killed Sunday. Nearly 6,000 flights across the U.S. were canceled or delayed. The U.S. president's daughter and White House senior advisor Ivanka Trump is in Ethiopia. She's promoting $50 million initiative enacted by her father in February that is aimed at encouraging women's employment in developing countries. Trump met Ethiopia.